Welcome to No Quarters, episode 13.
Hey, it's a motherfucking video game podcast.
Yes. And much like last week, we're trading who's absent this week for the second time in a row. Why? Did I say week?
Yeah.
Fuck week. Since last episode, this time we are sans Mackie, which is why you're hearing my voice, and I am Harlow. We are joined by...
T-Strolls, trying to light the T-Stroll.
The green capped, Eric.
And as always, the beach, holding down the fort here.
So once again, we minus one of the core, and we bring in two
scabs
to fill those holes.
Giant. Wait,
which hole am I filling?
Beach. Take your pick.
All right.
Yeah, you get beach.
Yeah.
I'll take Harlow.
Okay.
No, you both of you are filling Mackie's hole.
Oh. Yeah.
A little rotisserie going. All right.
Exactly. How did that look on the...
It's kind of Eiffel Tower-ish.
You don't want to know.
I'll bet.
Yeah. So, but we kind of have Mackie here in virtual spirit, lawnmower man style here. So Job here is on Skype and I can see him and he can hear us. But unfortunately, because of our recording situation, we have only four tracks. We're going to bring him in a little later to get some thoughts on a few games. Because that's what we're going to talk about is video games. Somewhere in all our incoherent ramblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New stuff. Anybody?
Right. New stuff. Well, I guess the first thing, and we're going to... Maybe we'll save this. We'll save the brand new. We're going to talk some Crackdown 2. But Mackie has some thoughts on that, so let's push that aside. We teased it last time. We're going to talk some Crackdown 2. So
I'll have some Crackdown 2 thoughts as well.
And yes.
Oh, of course.
Most all of us do.
I played the demo. Does that count?
That counts enough.
Right. Yes. So we're going to save that, but that's coming up. Trying to think of any other shiny new. I mean,
I played some demos a couple weeks ago, but I can't remember anything about them except most of them I only played for 12 seconds or so.
Sweet. So probably, they were good ones.
Probably pick up on the race to 50K.
Sure, we can do that.
The race to 50K.
I was going
to
throw out a big congrats for that, yeah.
Big congrats for cheating your way to 50,
apparently,
Harlow.
I'm number one for this.
You're a big steaming pile of number one.
Okay, so backstory to this. Let's go ahead and set this up properly.
First all, Harlow's a cheater.
This is true. We'll put that out there first. We'll put out the cheating disclaimer. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Ouch.
So
this is all getting edited out. Watch.
No, it's not.
Yeah, probably.
Good.
Okay, so as long as I've known Mackie, he has been anywhere from, like, I think 1K to 2K ahead of me in Xbox gamer score. Up to
8.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, that's the closest I've been. Hmm. So he's been far, far, far ahead of me, like 8K, almost 10K, I think, ahead of me at one point in time. So it's always kind of been like a little running thing that was never exactly implicitly said that I was going to someday try to catch him. And so I've taken advantage of his...
His absence,
and it has made me grow fonder to catch him. And so I set out last weekend to do so, and I realized that I was within about 2, maybe 3K at one point in time. And I'm trying to think, what all did I play?
It was a
myriad of games. Yeah. I tried to worm some points out of just about anything I could. And the plan was we were going to record in New Quarters last Tuesday. And that ended up falling through. Things happen. But my plan was to not only beat him, but be first to 50K as an extra little fun bit there.
Fun bit as in kick in the knee.
Right, sure. Yes. Sure. Because, you know, I'm an asshole. And I'll admit it.
If you're going to frag him, might as well teabag him.
Sure, exactly. Well said. So, it came down, and I mean, I played a lot of game on Saturday and Sunday. It was lots and lots of games.
He stunk.
Fight Night Round 4, while not as an easy 1,000 as the first one, was worth a good number of points.
Did you make 1,000 on that one?
No. I'm like 800, give or take.
Pussy.
Well, no.
It was 850, but the last one was ridiculous.
You get 1,000 points in Fight Night and we'll talk.
Oh, no. I haven't even entered into that combat arena.
No. Fight Night, the last like 4 or 5 achievements are fuck you achievements. They are like be number one in the world.
Yeah, I know. We were looking over them the other night. Yeah.
Okay. So that was worth a good 800, and it started to become within reach. I 100%ed another game I'm going to talk about, which is Deathspank, is an Xbox Live Arcade game. So that was worth like 200 there. So I'm getting ever closer. Picked up a few points, Ghostbusters, Need for Speed, things like that. All kind of coming together. Played some more of the craptastic WWE Legends of WrestleMania, which was good for about another 300. And then here it was Sunday night, Monday night, and I'm like, this isn't going to happen. I was trying to find like 2K6 games, anything to boost
my
score. I've done Avatar. I couldn't I couldn't make myself sit through 8 hours of fucking King Kong, even though it's easy. Right. So here comes why I'm a cheater and a bitch. So Monday night, I realized that I had not done this, and I fired up Fallout 3 on the PC. Add achievement 1.
Dirty.
Add achievement 2.
Dirty.
Add achievement 3.
Dirty.
Yeah. But what was great?
It doesn't. Your 50K doesn't count.
I beg to differ.
His 49 does, though.
Yeah, I beg to differ, sir. But anyway.
Maybe, but until he hits 51, he hasn't hit 50. Uh-huh. No matter how many hours you claim that you've spent in Fallout, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Different platform.
I don't know if I feel entirely comfortable sitting at a table with a cheater.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, up to 72. Now I'm going to tell you how much more of a bitch I am. Uh-oh. Because here's what's really funny about it, and this is what you're going to really love. Not only do you have to type add achievement and then the number after it, 1 through 72, I have a Microsoft keyboard with macro keys. I didn't even type the add achievement 72 times. I made a add achievement space macro.
What's his face look like now?
He's laughing kind of smugly. mostly because I think
kind
he knows.
Wide-eyed, like turning his head.
Mostly because
laugh.
He knows he's going to do the same thing when he gets home and surpass me. So, maybe. Or maybe he won't after hearing this talk.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
He's probably going to drive home right now and murder you.
This is true.
In the face.
Possibly. But I was going to at least...
He's going to use green caps
I was
to murder
at least
you.
Somewhat
he's
going to
use a macro keyboard.
What do you think I'm here for? Yeah.
I was going to somewhat legitimately do it by playing the 2K6 games. There are 4 2K6 sports games that are all about equally
half an hour
easy,
per thousand.
Give or take. But they're a little old and they're kind of hard to find. So Monday night I went on search and went to 2 GameStops and no go. And so that's what led me to the Fallout. It was, I could have easily done it had it, you know, if, you know, I wasn't trying to make that Tuesday deadline. So anyway, Do I have any regrets?
No.
But I sat on an even 50K for a few days. I couldn't bring myself off of it. So
I made
it
to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, you
that
did.
That was my big achievement.
You did.
Thanks to the crack dizzle, too.
So that was a lot of words for...
You're a cheating, dirty bitch.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
And you deserve all the beatings that you get.
That's true.
From now to the end of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Meet me in the Halos. That's right.
I
don't know.
What?
It's out
really?
Of reach.
No.
Okay.
T-Strill's been drinking.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
If he thinks he can beat me in the Halos...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They're like kicking you in the nards, beating you in the Halos.
Yeah.
We're going to whip out our Enuses here.
Yeah, we are. E-peens. They're coming out on the table. Whom. So, I might as well talk about Deathspank, because that's a fantastic transition right there.
Sorry.
All right, so Deathspank. Speaking of E-peens, I really enjoyed Deathspank. I think it's fully worth $15. There's a weird sort of logic that goes on with Xbox Live, and I found iPhone downloadable games in general. Just like suddenly the whole, like my whole philosophy of, you know, how many hours equals how much money goes right out the window, because people are like, fuck, this game costs $2 instead of 99 cents. That's bullshit. This should totally be free or 99 cents, you know, because like people will bitch about small amounts and it's like, how many hours have you played said fucking game on your phone or on your Xbox? So $15 is right about the exact right price for this game. I've spent $10 or $15 on other Xbox Live games that were definitely not even worth that because they're just terrible or they're very short.
What's the replay on that? Is it got a good replay value?
Only if you want to really go through and play like with a co-op person, because it's a little bit of a different experience and it's same room co-op, not over the Xbox Live at all.
And that's the one that looks like Gauntlet Legacy.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, it's a hack and slash item collection thing, but it's full of great humor. I mean, it's
the Monkey Island.
Yeah, it's Ron Gilbert.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bought it. I'm about halfway through, and it's I agree. It's a lot of fun.
It is. I mean, it's really funny. It's really good, really well written, funny, and well recorded dialogue. I mean, everybody's got funny voices and
greetings,
good stuff going on.
Citizen.
Yeah, and I mean, it's totally ridiculous, stupid things. Like there's a quest later on you have to get a certain kind of fruit to make a unicorn poop. Because, like, you need to collect unicorn shit in order to do something. And that's part of the quest. So there's weird-ass shit like that.
He just got this look on
his
face.
You have broken his mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just... I wasn't paying attention, and
I heard unicorn poop.
I heard certain fruit to make a unicorn poop, and that's
you'd have to take a look at Harlow's avatar shirt.
Yep, I'm wearing the unicorn poop shirt that unlocks when you play.
Is it a rainbow?
It's rainbow colored poop. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a double rainbow?
No, not all the way.
Okay.
Well, even the relic that you're looking for, I mean, it's called.
Yeah, it's called the relic.
The relic.
Yeah, and it's like sort of lightning bolt shape, but they never tell you what it does.
Because it's the relic.
It's the relic. Duh.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a demo, like all Xbox Live Arcade games, you know, to give you a good chance. But, I mean, it was pretty much I got out of the demo and was like, okay, where's, you know, add points, buy kind of thing. Because I enjoy games like that. I'm not going to lie. I love some button mashing. But there's a fun combat system to it because it encourages you. You can have the four face buttons on the Xbox controller can be four different weapons. So it kind of encourages you to string together, you know, not just hit there and hit A or X or whatever. You want to kind of bounce between them and get your multiplier up, which goes down if you use the same weapon twice in a row. So you've got that, and you can quick equip things to your D-pad, and it plays pretty well. And like I said, it's definitely not a disc game. You know, it's not a $60 disc game, but it's $15. It's
saw you playing it, and you had like a little girl minion running right behind you.
Yeah, yeah, you can get an orphan minion later.
Orphan minion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm playing this game.
Well, this is a big thing about, you know,
I love lording over orphans.
It's very much...
Can you kill her?
No.
I think she kind of disappears or dies or something, but you can resummon her
back. She
doesn't
seem to follow quickly enough.
Well, all the orphans are, like, kind of assholes. They're, like, little bitchy
Even
little
better.
Orphans. And some of your dialogue choices are, like, just shut up and get in the bag, you know, because I'm rescuing you.
Shut up and get in the bag.
Yeah, but it's very much like if... And I, you know, it almost sounds like the same guy that it's very much the Tick animated humor.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much, hello, Citizen Justice, and, you know, da da da.
You stinky old man.
Hello, right? Citizen
what
Justice.
What have you for me today?
Yeah, Death Bank is very big on the, you know, I'm kind of dumb, but I'm heroic kind of thing. So that's very much the level of humor in this. So if you enjoy that, you should enjoy this.
And oddly enough, at the time it came out, it's not part of that Microsoft Summer of Arcade.
It was the week before. So. Yeah, kind of weird. Mm. I thought it was pretty high profile kind of game.
Get in the bag.
But I mean, I'd kind of been keeping track of its progress for a while. I mean, you hear Ron Gilbert, Monkey
you hear
Island
Spank
guy.
In the title, and well, you can't. Yeah,
exactly. I'm all over that.
Monkey Spank. Oh wait, yeah.
Monkey Spank Island. Yes. Death Monkey.
Yeah, we talked about
Super
Leisure
Monkey
Suit
Spank
Larry.
Island
yeah.
Ball.
Mm-hmm. Last time out.
Leisure Suit.
Uh huh.
Boss, Dispank, Dispank.
Box office bust.
Yes,
what you talk
magna cum laude.
God.
What?
It's just dumb.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I had. It just hurts my brain.
Fair enough.
Because it's dumb.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, Death Bank's some high class level of humor, but it's my kind of dumb humor.
No, I meant the Leisure Suit Larry stuff. It's dumb.
But the new ones, yes. I still enjoy the old ones. Anyway, anyone else been playing something relatively new? Anyone?
Tried the demo of Limbo.
Ah, yes. The first of the Summer of Arcade.
And there's much of what you were saying about $15 games in value. I can't see myself paying $15 for it.
It's so stylized. I like it a lot.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And I'm wondering if I shouldn't be picking that one up.
And I've heard...
Because it does seem like my type of game.
I've heard it has no replay value.
Right.
You know, because... Once you puzzle through, it's, you know, it's like Pac-Man, you know the pattern, and it's
so you like it.
I like the visuals.
Okay, so it has like giant balls that roll things up.
It's got a gigantic spider that will kick your ass.
Yes.
Yeah, which is why I'm immediately out.
Pretty much several places it looks like too.
Basically, it's all black and white.
Yeah,
you're a silhouette.
So there's
you've
no
got,
like
white eyeballs.
Catchy poppy music and
no, it's actually quite quiet.
At least it's not all text.
Ah.
Hey, callback.
I can imagine my own good visuals and rolling balls.
No,
if I
want. It's very much stylized like an old silent film, like a.
Yeah, I was hearing about it on other popular video game podcast.
Okay. Well, I bet they didn't drop Caligari on their ass, did they? Boom. FW Murnau, bitches.
Oh, right. But I guess in game, there's no story that is to be found. If you see the description in the arcade, it actually has a little bit of a backstory, but. But I mean, the puzzles are good.
Yeah, I was going to say puzzle games are generally some of the games I do like. So,
and it's very, you know, it's simple controls. It's jumping, jumping, pulling, and
he's humming
swinging.
Katamari.
It's very much not Katamari at all.
No, but the music's catchy.
Okay.
I wasn't. I weirdly wasn't trying to derail the whole thing. I was just humming while listening.
I thoroughly enjoy this style. It's just big giant sort of realistic spiders. I'm out. Sorry. Call me a bitch. Call me a cheater. Call me whatever. But I'm not playing games with giant evil looking spiders.
We can also call you a pussy.
That's true too.
At this point.
Spider pussy. No, but if it was a
welcome to No Quarter, spider pussy.
Knock the cobwebs off that one.
Clean the webs up.
We'll be here all the week.
If it was a $5 game, I could see myself.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping easily, it would come
down. Next summer it will be. Yeah. Just like all this
last
year's
summer of arcade.
Yeah, pretty much that's exactly what they did. Shadowrun.
Next summer of last summer's arcade summer.
I know what you didn't buy last summer.
That's it.
Nice.
Probably be $560 next summer, right before the summer of arcade. So maybe. But it plays very much like another world, out of this world, whichever you want to call it, and flashback. It's pretty much a 2D but cool stylized side scrolling lack of weapon sort of platformer.
Yeah.
With spiders. So fuck that shit. But I appreciate what they try to do.
Yeah.
Just not my thing. Sorry.
That's a bummer about the replay.
Yeah, I mean, but really, I mean, unless you want to re-experience.
All puzzle games are really that way. Yeah. I mean,
once you figure out how to play Out of This World and Flashback, you can't really replay them except for doing the same thing. And there are games like that I like to do. Like Portal, I've played through about 3 or 4 times.
Well, you can program it. I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, the Castlevania games, and Symphony of the Night did, you know, the flip at the end where you know, suddenly everything's upside down and you're essentially replaying through the same locales, but everything's different. So I guess I could have potentially done something like have you backtrack through it, but you know.
Okay.
But not.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Portal.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to that.
What, Portal 2? Oh, you just keep waiting. It's going to be a while.
Welcome to the deuce.
I don't think they're going to hit the release date. Valve rarely does.
I thought they said November.
They might, but I don't think so. I think it's next year. Mm. Actually, I'm like 99% sometime next year. Valve is like Blizzard. They release the game when they want to release a game and when it's done.
Because they can.
This is good for us.
I don't remember seeing many updates to the Orange
Box. No, they're generally pretty much, they get the game right.
They're done, yeah.
Or they just abandon it like Team Fortress on the 360.
Well, yeah.
So I think that's a combination of them abandoning it and the people abandoning it and just playing on the PC. So anyway, but yeah, I'm sure we're a video game podcast. Everyone expects us to talk about StarCraft 2. I think we talked
about StarCraft 2.
That might be BJ's feeling.
Did you get it?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm actually completely indifferent.
Yeah, I know. I think that's, we talked about that in the past when talking about the
beta. I'm going to reiterate how indifferent I am. I am the most indifferent that you can be about this game.
It actually kind of sounds like you have an opinion. I
have a strong opinion no way or the other.
Okay.
What's StarCraft? How's that for indifferent?
That's more like oblivious.
That's ignorant.
Yeah.
My bad.
If you want to stay on the eyes, yes. That's pretty
much
ignorant.
No, that's more like my time warp. I pretty much have a gap from the late 90s to the... two months ago in game. So I played the first Warcraft. Is it by the same company?
It is.
Yeah, amazingly, yeah.
It is. They've made some games.
Welcome to games.
they have made a game or two, and a couple people have played them.
Mm-hmm. A few.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to pick it up. I'm actually kind of... I know this is weird, and I talked about this because I'm a dirty cheater before, that my World of Warcraft account got banned, and... So
you gold stealing, yeah, by stealer.
Well, I found a little bit more out about that, and I'm thinking it may not have been what I did a long time ago. I think my account might have actually gotten hacked, and I haven't purchased StarCraft because I'm a little concerned about my Battle.net WoW Blizzard account. They're all sort of the same thing, and so I don't want to buy a $60 digital game and then have my account get
start
closed.
A new account.
You'd really kind of don't want to. I would lose like the entire catalog of Blizzard games that I have.
Well, you would have those over there in a separate account, and you start the new account over here, and you can just play all your StarCrafty over here.
I'm in the process of getting that sorted out. So
it'd be like fresh, clean beginning in one, and dead whores in the closet account in the other.
Right, yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
You don't want to get rid of your dead whores. You pay for them.
Right.
Even if they stink a little bit.
Until they're full.
It's a little Febreze.
Yeah. Lysol, yeah.
Right. So I'm just, that's pretty
I'm glad
much
we
why.
All know how to handle dead whores. Yeah. That makes me happy.
Who doesn't? So... No, that's
you'd
not
be surprised.
Much, yeah, this is true. People that get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
I know. But that's pretty much why I haven't played StarCraft, because I, I have at least a passing interest. It irks me a little bit, and I can see why it's a $60 game. It's just
because they can.
Yeah, I know. I was just
because
bitching
they
about
all
don't.
Are at this
I know.
Point.
I was just saying people bitch about how much games cost, but for me, StarCraft is a single player game that's probably going to last about 20 hours. So a $60 digital download seems a little steep on my you know feeler there. But so many more people are going to get hours upon hours upon hours of replay from the multiplayer, which I have like zero interest in getting into. So it's kind of a weird thing. It's a little bit of a double standard, but yeah.
But then again, you cheat.
And then again, I cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much why I have a little bit of an issue with the $60 download StarCraft 2. It's just not having any interest in the multiplayer kind of makes it feel a bit steep for a quote, you know, strictly digital download kind of thing. I know I can go get a box, but whatever.
Box.
Yeah, I'm so weird.
Well,
because,
I hope
like,
you get your battle shit net unfucked so exactly. that you can buy it.
Well, here's the weird thing is like I kind of had nauseam. I had a problem with the $60 digital download, and yet I was like, well, if I'm going to buy it in physical form, I want the collector's edition, which is a fucking $100. So I make no sense.
Basically, you're an idiot.
Yeah, a special box.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it come with a figurine?
Box,
what do you
it's
get?
It's embossed.
It's ooh. All kinds of stuff.
It comes with a doll. I'm sorry, an action figure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. An action figurine.
An in-action figure by Todd McFarlane Toys. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's my feelings on StarCraft 2. So if you're expecting us to talk about that, we're not.
Fuck you.
Anymore.
By which I mean, we might.
We might.
You're not going to hear about it from me. Cause
no, we're not.
I don't pay dollars for games.
No, you don't.
That's what torrents are for.
I can't loan you games that are digitally downloaded.
I just borrow them from people. If it doesn't come on a disc that can be put into a little green box and then carted to my house, then
right,
I ain't playing it. Unless it's Portal, and then I'll play it in sort of grainy, weird, polygon, corrupting vision.
The hell are you talking about?
Haven't I mentioned my issues with Portal?
No.
Okay, I have issues with Portal.
Okay.
I love
your
the game.
Fucked up video card shit?
Yeah, my fucked up video card issue.
That's you.
Yeah, that's just you.
No, well, it's not me specifically.
No, it's you.
My machine runs that in 3D and it looks good.
3D!
Ooh, 3D!
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, 3D's nuts. Moving on.
Exactly. So while we're talking about Blizzard... No, I've gotten the Diablo 2 bug again here lately, so...
Apparently you spent like 13 million hours on Sunday or something
like
that? Yeah,
it was one day this weekend. It was rainy and I was like, Diablo 2.
How many gamer points did you cheat out of that one?
None. Okay. None whatsoever.
No gamer score with the Diablos.
Maybe this is a karma, but I kind of got fucked.
He did use a trainer. So.
I honestly think like I've put, I can't tell you how many hours into Diablo 2. I have never seen the end of that game. Never.
That's because you can't see the end of the game if you cheat.
Ah, no. There's an end part of that.
There is an
end? That's what I'm saying. Maybe this is my comeuppance for the Fallout 3 thing. Is that a...
No, that comes later.
Hmm?
That'll come later. It can't be that quick.
I decided to update the game, not knowing that their updates break save games, and you can't undo an update to their games. Like, once it's done, it's done. I mean, and you can't, it's not like when you have it, you know, I have the old discs somewhere.
That might qualify.
You know, yeah. But, you know, that I could start and build up patches to be at the same level where I was at. But, you know, you just fucking forget it. You know, it's, you know, 10, 12 years of Diablo 2 patches that I'd have to go hunt down. And it probably would just want to put me to the latest one. Yeah, to the straight through the new one anyway. So that long period of time I spent over the weekend, broken, gone.
Fuck sword.
I'm back at the beginning again. I seriously think I'm never going to see the end of Act 4 or 5, whatever it is, of Diablo 2.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because it's always been like, I get into this mode, I play it, and I play it, and I play it, and then I get online, and I play another game, and fuck around, and get up to high levels, and then it's like, I forget about it, and somewhere along the way, I move computers, or I lose a save game, and yeah, it's just gone. And if you play it online, and if you don't go in every so often, they will purge your character. It's not persistent like WoW or something like that. They don't just have like forever storage of your character. So yeah, I've never seen the end of Diablo 2.
Hmm.
Probably never will at this point because I just keep getting fucked over.
I'm sure there's clips on YouTube.
Probably. Go watch all the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you fight like Diablo. The devil. Yeah.
Or something. Going out on a limb here.
El Diablo.
The second one. Yeah. El Diablo 2.
El Diablo Dos.
Yeah.
That's his son.
Junior.
Yeah.
El Diablo Junior. Junior. El Segundo. Numero dos.
Go three car.
Shit, man. Is it hot in here? Is it just me?
Nope. El Diablo. El Diablo Junior. El Segundo.
Right.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. La Lucha Libre, Diablo 2. All right. That's all my Blizzard talk. I'm done.
Blizz talk.
Anyone else who's been playing some games? I know people have been playing games. I can't be the only one that played games.
Did I register my complaint about the NCAA football 2011 demo?
No,
at any
sir,
point?
Okay, you have not.
I'll register this complaint now, since nobody listens to this podcast anyway.
Cool.
I was kind of irked because I was trying to do my, you know, trying to do my homework for the demolition segment that I have abandoned, unfortunately, because I've been busy as shit. But I started to play the NCAA 2011 demo, and it allows you very limited circumstances under which you can actually play the game. And I think there are like four different classic matches or classic rivalries that you can play. And on the box is Tim Tebow, University of Florida jersey, and looking all, you know, all Tim Tebow-ish. Yeah. No, well, he's not a Mormon. But,
homeschooled?
Yeah, looking all homeschooled on the front. And I'm like, cool. All right, I would like to play as Florida because that's my team, and it's even on the fucking cover. So
I didn't know you played for Florida.
I didn't play for Florida. I said I would like to play as Florida since it's, quote-unquote,
was your
my team.
Right.
Yes, I own it.
Okay. Stock certificate?
Oh. Yes. Okay. I got
three. It's the favorite among your landscaping company, right?
Right. So it's... No, it is my favorite college football team. Okay. It is not my team in the ownership sense of the word.
Right.
And so they have a Florida versus Florida State. And I thought, cool, I get to beat the shit out of the Seminoles playing a game franchise that I actually kind of enjoy. And it would only let me select Florida State. So I did not play the demo, and I will not be buying the game.
Based solely on that.
You know, I know it's really reactionary.
I'm pretty
and dumb.
Sure in the full game you can play as Florida.
Right. But just what I want to do is I want to get a sense of playing the game as the team that I'm going to play the game as.
Okay.
And it doesn't let me. Hmm. It's got it on the cover. It's got it on the art for the demo. It's got Florida all over the place, and then it doesn't let you play as Florida.
I think that's what they call a tease.
Yeah, it means I'm not spending $60 on your fucking game, EA Sports. That's what it means to me, and it bothers me. I don't really understand it all very well.
They can't put everybody in the demo. It's a demo.
I'm going to count one little tiny thing. So you wouldn't have spent $60 for the game.
It'll be $3.99 in 5 years.
You can play it all you want. In 5 years. But anyhow.
Hey, go rate that demo right now. 1 star sucks. Yeah. Can't play Florida.
I did already.
All right. Cool.
Alrighty. I already wrote a strongly worded email.
I was very most upset as I could not play Team Tebow and my Florida Gators, though it was promised to me via the artwork.
Worst demo ever.
Worst demo ever.
Yeah. I want my money back for the free demo.
It just bothered me. And so it kind of made me do that, like, spring back from it, like, fuck you. I've calmed down a bit.
Wow.
Three controllers later.
I haven't broken a controller in like 4 years. Fuck
it's,
off.
It's the TVs he goes through.
Yeah.
I haven't broken a TV in ever, so
I've
fuck off.
I've murdered the remaining members of the Seminole tribe in my frustration with a gator.
It caused me to hate crime.
It caused me to commit a hate crime or just a hate
just
crime?
Just a hate crime.
Oh.
I don't like crime. I hate it.
Nice. I had a crime, but I hated it.
Yeah. I really hate prejudiced people. So.
Yeah. What's that? Oh.
All prejudiced people.
Anyway, our tips at one-liners later. So you will not be buying NCAA 2K11?
2011. Probably won't be buying it, yeah.
It's not 2K11, is it? It's just 11,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's
2011
just
2011 or 2011 or okay. 11. I don't know.
11. It goes to 11.
I was so angry I couldn't even see.
Yeah, couldn't count that high.
He'll buy it.
That's product of Florida.
He'll buy it in 14.
Yeah.
Right.
It just irritated me.
Okay.
false advertising.
I don't know. I just thought, I just think if you're going to feature a team on your,
no, no, I agree with you to a certain extent that, like, if you've got both teams loaded in the game with stats being generated,
right,
put a slider.
I mean, you can only play if you're trying to keep out the people who were download the demo and just play as that one team a bunch of times. You can only play Florida State so many times before you get, honestly, even as a hardcore Gator fan, you know, I can only beat the shit out of Florida State so many times before it gets rote.
Okay.
You know, you got to beat the shit out of another team so you buy the game.
Well, yeah.
But like anyway.
Wake Forest or something.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck those Demon Deacons up.
Yeah.
But I understand that EA is, their business model is doing stupid things to money grub as hard as possible. So
a little bit.
It's cool.
Not as much as it. Activision.
It's cool. It's cool. I'm cool with it. No, yeah, they just, they're not getting my money.
Okay.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
I'm done.
You are not getting the money you wouldn't have gotten anyway. God damn it.
I was going to buy the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Later.
Later.
No, I was going to buy the buy my first retail game in like 3 years.
Awesome.
Fine.
Well, good job, EA.
Yeah.
Way to lose the $60.
It's not in the game. Nope.
What to get BJ for Christmas?
So
buy me NCAA 2011. I'll throw
anger
it at your
management
head.
Classes.
Yeah.
Sharpen the disc.
I got you a gift certificate for more free demos.
Sweet. Is that called an internet connection?
Yes. So, Eric, green capped.
Yes.
You've been playing a lot of games.
You've played all games.
Yeah, all game.
Everything
all game.
Is
tell
new
us how
to
those
me.
Are.
All I, game has to been have played by you.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Everything's new. And I blame
and cheap.
Yeah, and I blame you guys. But yes, I am the whore for cheap games, and it's been terrible.
How many
lately.
Games have you bought?
Oh, fuck. I probably
like
have.
Like 30 or 40?
Yeah, probably about 30.
Jesus. Damn. I don't have 30 games. I've had my 360 for
you're
like.
A cheapskate.
Well,
well I'm a cheapskate too. I mean,
No.
I mean, you're right. I've heard tale. So.
Yeah.
I think I've actually bought.
I've had these underwear since 1996.
Wow.
Hasn't washed them since then either.
Shit, like, laundry detergent is money down the drain.
They're like Calvin Klein Mark
I. Well, I mean, once they get old enough and dirty enough, nothing sticks to them anyway.
Right. Except for him.
It's like Teflon.
Yeah. Ew. They're kind of stiff, but.
That's not the underwear. Good thing I'm sitting on the other side of the table.
Yep. Yes.
Now, I've only actually bought, I think, two full retail games. I bought the Arkham Asylum Game of the Year Edition.
Good job.
Which I have not popped in yet. I'm waiting on that. I'm playing cheap, bad games first. No, actually, okay. I'm playing just a variety of games first. I want to dedicate my time to that one.
Sure.
And
all it takes is a weekend.
And the game I think you guys have heard of, Borderlands.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That has claptraps in it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
The claptrap action figures.
Somebody listens to our podcast. It just happens to be, whoever those people are.
That so was fantastic. It's
awesome.
Gearbox.
Right now, it is 9:58, Borderlands speed round. 4 minutes, go.
love it. I keep going back to it. No, it's just great. You know, with all the 30 odd used games that I've been playing, it's keeps going on the wayside, but then I come back to it and it like just kicks me in the head and says play me.
So
no,
you got the DLC.
I did. That's what I was actually when I bought it.
Perfect.
I bought it through
timing,
Amazon,
right?
And I got the disc, the actual release disc, for free when I bought the game, so that had the first two DLCs, and then I just bought and still have not yet fully
Zombie.
Finished download.
General Knox was the third one.
So, working my way through, and thanks to the gift fairy the other day, I, you know, finally, you know, and actually, I meant to tell you, that was the first in the, I think I've had the Xbox 2 months now, or 2.5 months, and that was actually the first online gameplay that I've had.
You're welcome.
Sorry it had to be with him.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Some dirty cheater.
He broke my online cheery with 360.
Was that cheating by me giving you
did
money?
He take your right to Cromrax?
He just wanted to whip out his big weapons and show them to me. So
that's right.
The noise is like
that's
this.
That's what
it's
he
like,
did when you got bonk, here tonight. I'm sensing bonk, a pattern.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Bonk. The achievement's going off. Bonk. Mm-hmm. Bonk.
Hey, yeah. Just because you like my liquid penetrator, bonk. You know.
Nothing satisfies like a liquid penetrator. Nothing satisfies like a
right
liquid
now.
Penetrator,
actually,
agent.
I did hit the 1.21 gigawatts achievement. Gigawatts,
unless you're Doc Brown.
Jugawatts.
That was awesome.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you finished the game. I mean, yes, yeah. T-Strawl has now finished the main
game. I'm not there yet,
yeah.
But...
Yeah.
You'll get there.
You have lots of money.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And
yes, I do.
Now a pass to go crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
buy the things you want.
Yes, we've spoken ad nauseum for on Borderlands. Yeah. We still all love it.
Yep. But it's nice to see. It's nice to kind of hear a fresh take. Yes. Since I actually haven't. I don't think I've put Borderlands in for a few months.
BJ, I'm two levels away from 61.
Yeah, there I know. You told me. Yep. And you're on your second. You're going to be playing through your second.
Starting second.
I'm midway through my second playthrough, so I think I probably should pop into yours.
Which is fine. I'm going to actually go real soon, probably in the next couple of days, and kill a bunch of those spiders in the desert.
All right.
Spiders. They're more like walkers. I say they're like the War of the Worlds things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They should have people inside of them.
Oh, the General Knox things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Those are crazy.
Well, and on the second run through, they're worth tons of XP.
Gotcha. Indeed. Well, it doesn't. I mean, I'm maxed right now.
You are. Yeah. I'm not.
So
I broke again now though because I gave all my money away. So anyway,
ding. He's so generous.
Oh, we still got a minute.
Oh, sorry,
still got a minute. So cram it in.
Claptraps figures. They're coming and they're going to be $15.
Only fifteen.
$15.
What?
$15.
What?
And they're awesome. I mean, they are incredibly well
that
detailed.
That is an amazing deal.
They're cel shaded and everything. They're really pretty.
I can't remember the company that made them, but they were showing them off at Comic-Con.
Company McAwesomeness.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing.
Yeah.
All right. Borderlands speed round over.
Ding.
Thanks for 61. Playing.
61. Achievement unlocked.
So, among the, so you got Arkham Asylum and the game that we just spent some time talking about.
Well, I kind of lied, I guess. The version of the Xbox that I bought the Splinter Cell Conviction bundle.
Oh,
so technically that's a, a retail game.
Fuck your mother, Fisher.
Yep. Finished that.
Okay.
Thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. You know, found my penchant for stealthy sniping.
Murdering dudes.
And I mean, and there's some good variation on that. And this is actually the first Splinter Cell game that I've played, because I probably my prior life of video games ended about the time the first one was coming out.
Okay.
So didn't get a chance to play that yet. But, you know, obviously I've heard this one is a little more action oriented than some of the stealthy ones.
Yeah. It's a, where's the earlier ones? I can't speak. I'm not like a Splinter Cell aficionado. I tried the first one and I got frustrated by
the first one was much superior to the subsequent version.
I got frustrated with the lack of bullets. I mean, it's like, I understand, give me a game that, you know, gives me stealth above anything else, but it was like, God, I'm just, everything I do, I'm out of ammo, you know, so.
Well, there's some moments of great frustration in the game. There's also some just moments of great glee as you. I particularly like the tag and assassinate.
Oh,
You know, when you do a hand to hand kill, you can then choose up to, depending on which weapon you have, up to like four or five people.
I think that like immensely frustrating and immensely rewarding thing is kind of a tenet of the Splinter Cell games, because it's like, oh fuck, my toe went in the light, god damn it, and then. And then when you're standing there against a wall and a guy walks 4 inches from your face and you knife him in the neck.
Yeah.
I think that's just a staple of all Tom Clancy games. Because I remember like the Ghost Recon games were a lot like that. Like, this is fucking frustrating to set this up. And then when you actually do it right and they storm in and just destroy everything, you're like, ah.
Yes.
And I mean, that's the old Ghost Recon, the squad-based one, not run and gun shoot thing.
Mm-hmm. But I do look forward to doing some co-op.
Yes.
I know you're playing through it, so.
I am at a frustrating moment, one of them.
Very, very frustrating moment.
Apparently, maybe the. Is that
okay. That is the frustrating moment.
Do the letters not show up on the wall then?
No. I'm like stuck where it's harder than it should be, because like all of a sudden it's like your pistol becomes like a BB gun. Like, whereas normally you could just tag dudes and they're down. Like, all of a sudden I'm shooting guys like six times and they're just not going down. And
like
it's
in the head?
It's all timed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and the problem is if you fuck up, you've got to start from the beginning and it's like the one unskippable cutscene.
And it's a long one. It seems so long.
Yeah. Especially when you've seen it. I've probably seen it 20 times.
Yeah.
Bummer.
So I kind of stopped there because it was in the midst of my, I need points now. So I became doubly frustrated.
That is the one moment I was telling him, the one moment in game that I actually, just to get the fuck through it, switched to easy mode. And even easy mode was difficult.
Yeah.
The way, I mean, it's just so oddly ramped up.
Yeah. Like I said, the weirdest thing is that all of a sudden it seems like your pistol does no damage. And the weirdest thing about the game is the AI is pretty good. And as we made the joke, you know,
Fisher
is very angry about past events, especially the airfield.
Yep.
That
doesn't end, by the way.
No. It seems to just keep ramping up. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. That's actually one of my favorite things about the game is how they just talk shit. I think I enjoy spooking the people in that more than Arkham Asylum. You know, because like there's a similar thing. If they spot you, they go crazy, and it's just more fun in Splinter Cell.
Yeah, if you leave in Splinter Cell, if you leave like one guy after there's been like, you know, 8 or 10 in the room, you know, you can, and they did, I mean, good voice acting job, because you have that combination of fear and bitching about the airfield. You know, right. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get you for what you did in the fucking airfield.
I was in the shitter. It's the only thing that saved me. Yeah, well, in the airfield was... I couldn't feel bad about it because I had the most joyous video game thing I think I've ever had at the airfield. Is there was a hallway with a guy doing a sweep pass through thing, and I killed him, and that another guy saw him, and it just started this chain reaction that they were one by one coming down this hallway, looking at the dead body, going, "Oh fuck!" And I just stick around my head around the corner, boom, and just, and I had this pile of about 12 dudes just on top of each other, just dead. And everyone would come around the corner, "Oh, fuck!
Oh, fuck!" It's a totem pole of death!
And it was so satisfying. So amazing.
Well, I had a similarly satisfying moment later in the game. I won't tell you the exact circumstance because you haven't gotten there yet, but at one point, you think you've done something, you reached a certain goal, and then you're inundated by essentially enemies, SWAT team-ish type of people.
More mans to kill.
Yeah, and it was very frustrating for a while, and then I realized that you have this certain hidey hole, and they have proximity grenades, and you're near an ammo box, and I had memorized each spot where the little SWATy guys came through, and just before triggering that action in the game, you know, you walk through the certain spot where it's going to trigger the action. I just tossed proximity grenades at each of the spots, so there was just piles of them, and then I just stepped over and watched, and it was just like, you know, 30 guys come raining down on you into just a sea of proximity bombs. It was just like...
Nice Doppler effect there.
Yeah, thank you.
That'll translate well to our mono mix. Yeah.
But yes, awesome.
Oh.
It's a good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. I love the presentation of the game. I'm a big fan of this in movies and video games where the directions and credits and everything are part of the scenery. I absolutely love that it just... sort of shows up in various places, like it'll show up on a van or a wall or the ceiling, and you know, it's a lot of fun. Love that stuff. And
now having you guys played or known of, obviously more than I do, the previous games, I guess Michael Ironside does Sam Fisher. Is that his role?
I think he has all along, right?
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Sure, yeah.
I think from the first one on. I mean, pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
He's a bit younger then.
Yeah.
Not awesome. Quite as drunk, but, you know, it's good stuff.
A drunk Michael Ironside will still kick your ass.
Oh, hell yeah, he will.
Definitely.
So, I think it's probably about break time.
I think so.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about some Crackdown 2. We'll bring Mackie in and kick somebody off for a little bit and bring him back. So,
I can talk about... did I talk about my conquest of Dante's Inferno?
I don't think so.
I can talk about it.
All right.
Dongs.
All Diablo that and more. Penis.
Yes.
Yes. I can talk about devil dongs.
Yes. El Diablo 2 penis.
El pendejo del Diablo.
Yes.
Dos junior el segundo.
These are my cojones.
This is why we need Mackie, because he writes things like, "See you at the party, Richter."
Nice. Swinging dick. All right. We'll be back in a few of your seconds.
Right. All right, welcome back. Second half, no quarters.
Motherfucking video game podcast.
Goddamn right.
Still.
So, that it is.
So we're joined. Hey, that's the Skypey sound of Mr. Mackie.
Hey, Mackie.
Yay. Yay for Skype.
He's on auto-tune.
Yay for hotel wireless.
Woohoo.
Hooray, hotels. So how many dead hookers do you have under your mattress so far?
Dude, I've only been here a couple days, so I'm only at like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Not bad.
Hasn't been too bad.
So
cool.
Yeah, my bigger problem, hotel televisions. I thought I would beat
the
system.
What is the deal with hotel television?
I knew that was coming.
Like, I thought I was going to beat the system and bring my 360 and be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to hook it up, play some video games.
I told you I had extra cord.
Oh, he's got the cord.
Yeah, I have learned the horrors of hotel mode on TVs in hotels. Okay. Which basically disables all inputs or anything.
Yeah, it's fuck you mode.
Their fucking annoying menu.
Hmm.
So yeah. So I lugged around my 360 300 miles away to do nothing with it.
Except 360 miles away
and wait to get stolen by Clara, the cleaning lady.
Hmm. You didn't put it in your little hotel safe?
You should keep it near the hookers. You probably won't find them.
Yeah.
Under.
Put it in the toilet tank.
In a bag. Godfather style.
Yes.
Just drop it and walk away.
I like it.
So, video games. What have you been playing there, sir? Crackdown 2, maybe? Or before that?
I did, but before that, I beat Red Dead Redemption. And I 100%ed Red Dead Redemption.
Yay!
Huzzah.
I stabbed a lot of cougars.
Well, that's the way you
do it. Sounds like Saturday night for me.
I stabbed a lot of bears.
It's a good thing you're out of town.
That sounds like Thursday night.
Yeah.
In case you guys didn't know out there in podcast land, Thursday night is, you know, for bears.
Yeah. We've just decided that Thursday is the most homosexual day of the week.
So it's Thursday.
Yeah. We don't know why. It's just something we came up with one day. Probably because it sounds
just
like Thor.
That way.
Big, blonde, muscular man.
Yes.
Thor's day.
Right.
So you stabbed a shitload of bears and cougars. And what else?
Yeah, and I kind of share Harlow's feelings about the ending. I liked the last mission. Well, the very last mission, which is almost more like an epilogue, I'd say, was kind of disappointing and anticlimactic. But the mission before that's pretty friggin' awesome.
So like 50 Cent's game.
Yes. If you take out the driving level, it's much like 50 Cent's ending. Right.
Yeah.
So it's the best game that was ever made, almost, sort of?
There's significantly less helicopters that die in Red Dead Redemption.
I still don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I do is shoot birds. They're a poor substitute for helicopters, unfortunately.
This is true. There is a flying machine.
Yeah, and the missile launcher in that game is, you know.
Oh, God, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but now I'm pretty much, if I want to get any more achievements, I got to go online, multiplayer.
Boo.
I don't know if I can do that. But see, I got to do something to catch you at 50K, because I'm at like 49 and a half right now.
I suggest you cheat using Fallout.
Yeah, add achievement.
Add achievement one, add achievement two.
No, if I'm gonna tick over 50, I'm not going to do it just typing add achievement 55.
You know why?
Because
you're not a cheat.
That's not what took me over 50, though. My last achievement to get me to 50 was not Fallout.
Yeah, at least you got it like in... Well, what was it? WWE Legends.
I 100% of the game in achievements for my last achievement to hit 50K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Yep. Congrats. You're awesome.
Congrats. Awesome. Boy,
you're fucking awesome, buddy.
I can smell that sarcasm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
300 miles away and it still stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Crackdown 2, dude.
Crackdown 2.
It's more Crackdown.
It's more Crackdown with zombies. I mean, freaks.
They're freaks.
They come out at night.
Vampire freak zombie things.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
As we all know, we all loved Crackdown 1.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're all in agreement on that.
I think all of us own copies.
Here's the deal with Crackdown 2 for me. And I'm gonna drop a little analogy on you here.
Oh, shit.
You're going to enjoy this. But
schooling.
But it's like, you know, when you were little, like, it's basically, if you Crackdown to me is kind of like if you're comparing toys when you're little, let's compare Legos and Transformers. Transformers, it's like, okay, here you got all this storyline and you got these toys and you got Optimus Prime and he's the leader and, you know, all that sort of shit. And then you got Legos where it's like, here's a bunch of things, put them together and have fun, you know? And that's kind of the difference between, at least to me, what feels like Crackdown is like versus... you know, Red Dead Redemption, you know, which is basically another open world game or most other open world games where it's kind of like, okay, here's your storyline and here's your setup with these characters and here's what you're progressing towards and all that. And Crackdown's like, yeah, we got more orbs this time and some of them move. And yeah, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like if your dad gave you for Christmas, you know, you're like, oh, G.I. Joe's. Yes. You know, there's Duke. He's the leader. And there's Roadblock who wants to give me a body massage and, you know, all that. And then, you know, you got who wants Legos a body where massage? It's like, hey, remember how I got you Legos last year? Well, here, I got more Legos.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool.
More of the same Legos.
Put those together with the other Legos. But it's to like, me, that's what Crackdown 2 is.
They're Legos like, that talk to you more than they did the first time.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong nice. With the Legos.
But, build agent. A wall, agent.
Yeah. That's an put achievement, the, agent. Yeah.
Put that flat green piece but, down but and then the stack thing, other is things is on like, top of it, agent.
Here's the same game with some extra pieces.
Yeah.
And that's
I agree.
It.
It's yeah. not bad, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not like. It's not the improvement that we have yeah. kind of come to expect okay. for a sequel.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Sequels in games typically are exponentially better. I mean, with a few exceptions. They're,
right.
You know, they have time to put more polish, and they're like, okay, this sold well. Let's put, you know, dedicate a few more guys to this team. And this feels like it's right on par.
At least AAA sequels.
And possibly in some cases a little bit worse for Rare. I think some things are... not as polished as others.
I will yeah. go,
the camera work seems a little bit wonkier.
It does. It gets stuck sometimes.
Yeah, and I'll say that there was no actual development team. I don't think there was. I think
okay.
I think they said, you know what? We've got a game. It works. We'll add something to the game. Not really development team style adding something to the
well,
game.
Well, they might have taken the engine, but there's a lot of... It looks different. It looks very different than the first one.
It not looks sort so of different.
Mm. It's still cel-shaded. It's pretty much the
I
same
like
game.
The city... I like that it's the same city, except it's kind of like the same city destroyed.
I do like that.
You know,
kind of
like,
nice.
You know, right. talked about how I enjoy Back to the Future 2. How, you know, it's like, oh, the ruin 1985. It's kind of like that sort of thing where it's like, okay, I recognize this place, but yeah, now it's all messed up. That part's pretty cool in the exploration of the city when, like, you see stuff you recognized from the first one.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, trashed and different. Which, and I love that the opening area of the first Crackdown, you know, when you drive out of the tunnel and you came out into the city, like this in the new one, it's just like, yeah, it's the tunnel's full of water and it's just like, oh, it's just a corner of the world.
Actually,
it's not anything big.
Just as a heads up, there's a couple of orbs in every one of those tunnel endings. Hidden orbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there are.
No,
there's orbs everywhere.
Well, I know. Yeah.
There's fuck it, man.
God damn those orbs.
God damn.
Orbs everywhere.
Orbs. And, you know, I told myself I wasn't going to go even remotely orb crazy. I was like, I was just going to play the game. And I'm hitting that fucking orb ping like every 40 feet as often as I can hit it. I'm like, oh, hidden orb. Let me find it.
Beach, is it happening?
You can't help it because there are orbs every 20 feet.
Yeah.
They're fucking everywhere.
Are you guys...
And maybe that's because I got so used to playing the first one with all the gangs off and just orb hunting, you know, because after I finished the game, I had like 400 orbs. So that at that point, it was like, okay, time to start clearing out the ones I have left. And it felt like there weren't that many there. And maybe it's just been so long since the first one that I forgot what it's like
to explore. You got
and
all
have
the way
orbs
down.
Just goddamn everywhere.
Yeah, you got all the way down to where there were only a few left. What, three?
Something like that.
Yeah. So many orbs, it's not that many orbs. It's just all new. You know, I'm having fun actually hunting the orbs. I've gotten back into hunting the orbs.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what
the kicker for me though is that I haven't finished the game. So I still have all the other people trying to kick my ass.
Yeah. Well,
you probably should just put a hold on that and go finish the game.
Yeah. Go kick ass and then hunt orbs.
I think it's more fun
it's time to kick
being,
ass
being hunted
orbs.
While hunting orbs. I'm having fun with that.
Well, I'm just saying you need to at least do the takeover places. You don't have to like do all the side mission story, everything, like light all the beacons and everything, but at least get you the respawn points everywhere that they are.
Hey, head towards that absorption unit, agent.
But
agent.
Yeah.
Hey, agent. I'm lonely, agent. Yeah. Talk to me.
That guy.
Dude.
Hey. Talk about, hey, we like this guy. Wow.
That guy is worse than your wife in Alan Wake.
Yeah. He's worse than thermoses?
Yes.
It's like whatever I do, the guy's like, you should do this, agent.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong, Agent.
Agent, do you know how to fly that thing every second time I get in the fucking helicopter?
Agent, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yeah. Do you like movies about gladiators, Agent?
Hey, isn't it Thursday, Agent? Agent, why don't you come out to my house for some beers? We'll play some GameCube, Agent.
How about a reach around?
Never.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So now, chief among my complaints about things I think are worse are...
Is the chief?
Agent. That's number one. But I mean, number two, actually the real number one, is I think that the climbing mechanic is even more spongy than it was before. I have found myself on numerous occasions getting way up somewhere, and then all of a sudden I jump, 5 feet above what I needed to hit, and he just goes right past it.
You know what I noticed is part of the problem on that? Because I was jumping up something yesterday or the day before, and I, one of those things where you just climb for like 6 hours and eventually you're 7 million feet in the air. And I was jumping up and something was jutting out that I was grabbing onto. The ledges bump you out.
Yes, they do. That's what I mean. And that's the spongy part. I mean, it's like hitting a sponge in the, slippery. Yeah.
But yeah, that's annoying. Yeah. You kind of have to almost jump out a little bit and then jump back in, jump out a little bit and jump back in.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more annoying, but I did notice on the flip side, the ledges...
They're a lot more forgiving.
Are a lot more forgiving. Yeah. Like, you can be 1.5 feet, 2 feet short, and he'll still
magically pop up
and grab it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's weird because certain things are better. Like the first one's chief problem when jumping is you had to hit ledges... looking straight on.
Flat.
Yeah. Like, you had to be flat. If you're a little bit off, you were screwed. You'd fall. This one, though, I find that, it's like if you miss something and you hit a part before, it's like all of a sudden you've got oil slick shoes and you sort of go boom and just, right off the edge. And, luckily, eventually you get the wingsuit, so maybe you can glide back in and catch something. Mm-hmm. But, there's trade-offs. I mean, it's weird that, I feel like the city's more populated, and I know I've expressed this, and I...
It is.
But I feel like the pedestrian AI is absolutely retarded.
Yeah, they don't stick to the... Like, most pedestrians kind of walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah. There's, 100 people at every crosswalk. I mean, yeah. I've killed so many people accidentally trying to drive and get renegade orbs and things like that.
This city has enough problems, Agent.
Right.
This city has enough problems, Agent.
It doesn't feel like a city.
No.
It feels like chaos. It feels like an environment where they've just thrown all these things into it.
Yeah. Well, it's like Tokyo at lunchtime.
It's not a city anymore. I mean, it's part of it's quarantined off.
But during the day, the people are still out. And
people are only in the non-quarantined area.
I'm not talking about where they are and where they're not. I mean, they're densely packed and they're terrible drivers. I mean, I've flipped car after car because they just run right into you.
That's why I just drive the supercar.
Yeah.
I just blow everybody out of the fucking way.
Yeah. But anyway, it's little things that should have gotten better instead of worse. A lot of things like that.
And I don't like the annoying. It's not really punitive, but annoying. Like, Agent, now that you've hit 100,000 pedestrians in your car, we're gonna send an agency hit squad after you, and they just follow me around and shoot me a bunch.
Yeah,
it's just kind of annoying.
The squads are really horrible because
I don't remember if that was in Crackdown 1 or not.
Let's hope that was a lesson, Agent. And it's it was. What were you guys there?
No, I actually really liked the gang member hit squads. I liked that. I thought that was fun. Piss them off enough and they really came after you. And it seems like they've said things like that, you've stirred up a freak shit storm, and I don't notice
never any, see it. It
I don't happen. See any extra never freaks. There's just as many everywhere.
And that's what I'm talking about with the agency hit squads. It doesn't seem like there's
They're not really on you.
No, they just show up and shoot you.
Yeah.
Like if whatever yeah, they're whatever always agents,
in buggy car, yeah.
Yeah, and whatever agents are nearby will shoot you.
Yeah.
But every once in a while I see one of the cell hit squads. You got to look out for the cell hit squads, Agent. And it's like one dudes. Truck with a turret. I'm like, fuck you, flock it. Boom.
So I've come down from my hate of this because when I first got it, I played through and actually beat the game
3 days
pretty quickly. And I mean, it was like I put it down. And I was like, fuck this game. And I found out there's just really things that you can't play like Crackdown 1. Like, you will drive yourself crazy trying to get up there's a hotel that's actually bigger than the agency tower.
Oh, helicopter.
And, you just need to go get the helicopter and that you know, save yourself the headache. Mm-hmm. I somehow did it, at least part of it, with, you know, by just getting a lucky flocket thing to just fly right up there and hit like the last guy I need to hit. Mm. But yeah, it was just stupid without just going and getting the helicopter, which kind of feels like cheating in a little bit. I mean, that's
they
one
put
of the
it in the game.
You should know.
Okay, yeah. And by that token, they put the add achievement in Fallout 3. But I'm just saying, it feels like it's cheating because that's part of the fun of Crackdown 1 was, you know, I have to navigate up this to do something. And,
right,
you know, this
there's
is
no other way to do it. Yeah, it's exactly. Doable.
It's going to be tough. But
right.
This actually feels like there are parts where it's
punitive.
Like, you just can't do this. Like, you will fall short, just ever so slightly short.
Was that the one with the pagoda on top?
No, there's one even higher. Okay. You will know it when you see it. It's
yeah,
way
it's
up
the
there.
Big one. It looks like the Burj Al Arab.
I think it was the
got three spires.
I think wasn't it the Shaijin yeah. Tower?
Shaijin, yeah.
Yeah, but it's now like a hotel or something. Maybe it's not the
originally.
Same
it was the Shaijin Tower. I think that was the big one.
Yeah.
The big fuck you.
Yeah.
Building.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
But at least that one, when you in the first one, you went up inside. I mean, it was a fuck you because
part
there was
of it.
People after people after people. But I mean,
I love going inside, up inside things, agent.
No, if I remember correctly, you actually started off inside, went outside.
Yeah, there was parts where you had to go outside
into a different building on top of another building.
Yeah. But I mean, it all kind of it didn't like have the little glowy breadcrumb trail, but it kind of made sense where you had to go. This one is very much like. Oh, there's my biggest pet peeve is during that mission. If you don't have the helicopter, you know, they've got these takeover areas and the area that you have to stay in to keep the mission triggered is very small. So really to get to a level, like to jump onto another building that may get you up the building legitimately, you have to go outside that bubble. And so you've got the agent guy like, hey, agent, get back in there. The fight's not over, but you can't, you literally can't get up it in the time and in the area that you need to do. It's like, practically impossible. Like I said, if I hadn't gotten like a lucky grenade or flocket like up the building to kill the last guy, it just wouldn't have happened without the helicopter.
Do you think I sense some rage quitting in my future?
I was gonna say, do you think it might have been easier with multiplayer?
Could you definitely would have been easier with multiplayer. It almost feels like that's what they either figured you'd go get the helicopter, set it down, start the mission, and get in the helicopter and go up, or it was meant for multiplayer only.
Why don't you give your friend a kiss, agent? Yeah.
Have your friend
welcome
hang out here
Thursday.
while you hang. Yeah, I've been hanging
why
out here.
Why don't
you
show me on the doll where I touched you, agent?
That's an achievement, agent.
Somehow we've turned this guy gay.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that.
At least you almost got to see him in this game.
Sort of, yeah. You got to see him.
You get to see one hand. I don't know.
Who cares?
Who is he? Fucking Dr. Claw?
It's a fucking voice. It's not like I was laying awake at night going, what does the chief look like?
You weren't?
No.
No.
Lynn Thigpen.
Okay.
Carmen Sandiego, the TV show.
Huh?
Carmen Sandiego, the TV show.
You lost me there.
Yeah, me too. I think Mackie too.
Somebody out there will get it. No, I'll get an email maybe.
All right, so Mackie, you got anything else to add? Because we feel a little left out that we've got someone in room that, you know,
he's busy jerking off.
Hey-o.
Why don't you play with my balls, agent?
That's an achievement.
anything else to add there, sir?
That's a tough one to follow right there.
Not really. Wait.
No, really.
But
no,
I shaved my anus for you, agent.
I can't use the internets because good old Skype will probably drop us down to crap.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
those are pretty much what you've been playing.
About the only other,
Do you want to get his?
Only other thing I did.
Do you want
to
talk about
play
what's
some
it
little
called?
Big? What
do you want to talk about the black and white game?
Limbo.
Limbo.
Mm-hmm. Or did we kind of cover?
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, Limbo's a pretty incredible demo.
Did you, you only did the demo?
I love the way it looks. You know, it looks like, you know, 1930s movie pretty much. You know, I love the whole look of it. But not $15 worth of love. You know, it's like everything played really how I'd want it to. It seemed like it would be fun, but... And then I saw some of the stuff in the video, like that they have him doing and the timing based stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's enough for me. No, thank you. Cause yeah, that's no, I sensed that game would be insane. And
yeah, I'd
$15,
the demo video did look like it was tricky. It looks like it's going to be a good tricky puzzle game.
Kind of frustrating.
Yeah, it looked it. Yeah, it didn't look tricky in a fun way.
Yeah, because as much as I love it, I feel it that way
like
about
those
Splosion
harder
Man.
Levels of Splosion Man that drive me completely out of my mind. Right. Yeah. It looked like those.
Yeah.
But at least with that game, you die, it moves you back like 5 seconds. So it's not a big deal.
Right.
So there is that. But I don't know. I figure that's one when it goes on sale, that's when I'll pick it up.
Okay. 'Cause
I do. I mean, I could just, it's one of those games I could just sit there and like just stare at it. Like, just, I love the look of it so much. And it kind of surprised me that nobody has really, at least not that I, you know, nothing that's been mainstream and out there like that has done that art style that way.
Samurai Kitchen? What was that?
Oh, the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the same.
No, that's not even close. That game looked like crap. I'm sorry. That game did not look good.
No, that's not even close.
It was black and
you're
white.
Stupid.
It was black and white and red.
It was more like T-Straw, what are you doing here? You don't know what you're talking about.
That was more like black and white manga.
Get out
that
of my
was,
chair.
That was like...
I am sitting in your chair, too.
That was like black and white manga. I mean, that was supposed to what that was supposed to look like, you know, with splashes of red for blood, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. Not exactly the same sort of fadey, grainy thing.
No.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yep.
Yeah. Only other thing I tried to play was Little Big Planet last weekend. I had to download like 275 megs worth of patches.
Hey, thanks, PS3.
Since I hadn't played it in so long. Yeah, PS3. So, yeah. And PS3's network still is garbage. Like, for some reason, I can download a freaking 10 gig file from Xbox Live and it takes maybe, you know, half an hour. And I swear it'll take like a 20 meg file takes 20 minutes over PlayStation 3's network.
Boo.
And it's like you can't play the game until it finishes installing either. So, I mean, it's one thing. There's something to be said for, okay, we can put out a really awesome big old patch that's going to, you know, that can change gameplay and do all this stuff, but
forever.
If I just want to play the game and it takes me up to an hour to get into it, you have failed in your mission.
So I concur.
Maybe if I buy PlayStation Plus, then, you know, maybe suddenly I'll be able to download shit quick, but somehow I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But just wanted to say that they really need to work on that one way or another.
Yes.
And I'm already plotting out which games I will get my PC in order to overtake Harlow and reach 51,000 before he does.
I got three 2K6 games sitting here with your name on them.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want cheap games. I don't want to have a milestone be some little crap game.
He wants to go hunt thermoses.
I'd rather do it like, you know, getting all the combat challenges in Batman or something crazy like that.
Yeah like a man, agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played like a man, agent. That's an achievement.
Yep.
Oh yeah. One other thing, real quick, I wanted to mention: Destination Arcade, the little thing that Microsoft put out. Wow, that was complete crap.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like, why did they even bother putting that thing out?
I don't know. Destination Arcade?
There's achievements in there.
There's an achievement? No, there's not. There's a dragon.
There's avatar items.
You can look at a dragon.
I may have to look back at what that is, but
it's lame. You download it to get the shirt and the dragon and then you never start it up ever again.
Yeah, because I mean it actually makes browsing it more difficult, I think.
Yeah. Well it's Microsoft trying to do like an Apple-y type of thing, like, oh look, they dancing icons and failing miserably. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was
like they shift all over the place. Woo.
That's just, honestly, that's something they shouldn't even have bothered to put out.
No, and that's probably why it's limited time. It's going to go away.
Yeah. Either that or they didn't want to update, like, the monthly, whatever, this game of the month thing, you know, because you can select that at that first menu.
Right. I don't know. This is the first time I don't even remember there being a Summer of Arcade last year. I guess there was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was.
But, I mean, I don't remember it being like, oh, my God, Summer of Arcade. You know, like, they didn't go batshit crazy like they did this year. I mean, it was just like, hey, there's a series of games coming out.
I think the menu item wasn't quite as as upfront as it is.
I've heard this so many times, like, Summer of Arcade. I'm like, yay, thank you, put games out just about every week, so it's like pretty much all the time arcade. Yay. Yeah.
Summer of marketing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they kind of had a push last year because it was Splosion Man and
Shadow Complex.
And
Trials.
Some really big games, you know. But that, but yeah, last time they limited it more to just like the little in the dashboard shout at you advertisements, yeah, as opposed to like Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's what I
Larry
think.
Larry Herb, Major Nelson, all over the place.
Yeah, it's a little more. It's
buy
better
some
advertising
games, agent.
Format.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, there's that stuff.
Do want to see?
Yeah.
If
not. Otherwise, I just want to play games, and I can't do it until at least Friday.
You heard? So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you happen to have a value pick ready to go?
Do I?
Yeah, do you? If not, it's okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I got one.
Hit us.
Drop it.
Do you want it now?
Drop it like it's hot, agent.
Brutal Legend.
Do it.
Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legend's really? Down to $20. Down to $20.
If you can find a Blockbuster that's still open, you can get it for like 10.
Really?
Yeah, if you can find one.
It's worth... That's one of those games. Remember how last time we were talking about, you know, some games for $60 you feel ripped off?
Right.
That's a game for $20 you won't feel ripped off.
I concur with that.
And that's what a value game should be.
Yeah.
Not a rip-off.
Just good enough for $20.
It's just remember you're going to be doing some kind of real-time strategy type stuff on a console later on. So if you're just not game for that at all.
And don't buy the GPS DLC.
Right.
Yeah, don't get that until you beat the damn game. I'm sure there'll be a Game of the Year edition where they say, hey, somebody somewhere not. Gave us Game of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Game of the Week edition.
Jack Black gave us Game of the Year.
Tim Schafer's Game of the Year goes to.
I did hear that that's just plain old stupid fun.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like the first few levels are fun because it's kind of like a third person God of War type beat 'em up, but then it kind of morphs into a whole, hey, we'll command these troops to go here and go train these guys to go here while you do this. And it ends up being a lot of micromanagement, which
boo,
they don't train you very well for it, but once you get used to it, it's a lot better, but it's still kind of, it's kind of, there's part of me that wishes, you know what? You should have just kept it as a God of War clone type thing.
Right.
And gone from there.
With awesome guitars.
I agree.
Yeah.
An axe is an axe.
Yeah. Speaking of God of War clones, BJ.
Yes, sir.
He's not a God of War clone.
Is that a segue I hear?
I heard. No. You can't point out a segue. And it's no longer a segue.
What are you doing pointing out segues, agent? Agent. Get back to work.
That's an achievement.
Yeah. So, what'd you think? Did you enjoy the horse dump?
Well, the devil sure has a swinging dick. it's pretty big. I hit him in it with a sword type thing for a few times.
Was it very poetic?
It
was.
Wouldn't it be great to have been the guy who had to program the physics on the dick?
No. No, it would not have.
You know,
I would have been staring at a dong for 8 hours
party.
A day.
Hey, what's this on your resume? You were the Batman cape physics guy, and Lucifer's dong?
Lucifer's dong?
I promise whoever had to do the physics on that was not working 8 hours a day. They were like, 15 minutes, we're done, out of here.
All right.
And then they fell asleep.
I only need 3 minutes, come on.
I'll bet it was a Thursday.
yes.
Insert cricket noise anyway. Here.
So no, Dante's Inferno was a pretty passable God of War 2.5. It was a little bit annoying at many, many parts, like God of War clones should be, or God of War and the clones of it should be. The devil's swinging dick did not offend me nearly as much as I expected it to.
Oh, we didn't think it was going to offend you. Were you expecting to be offended by it?
I thought it was going to be like this massive, like tripod leg hanging between his regular legs.
He probably could have propped up on it.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
No, I was expecting like massive,
like
but
dragging
it
the ground. Like,
yeah, that's what
like
I was
a
expecting.
Second tail,
pretty much.
Okay. Dude, it's down to his knees. What do you want?
And he aims to please.
The devil aims to please, agent. I honestly thought it would be more offensive than that. The game as a whole, I actually thought would be more offensive than it was. And it was quite less offensive. I mean, I'm a pretty jaded individual when it comes to...
The baby's coming out of the mouth nipples. That wasn't the least little tiny bit offensive to you?
It was gross, but I mean, it wasn't offensive. It didn't offend my sensibilities.
I mean, I feel like I'm on the... I can, you know, spill the beans now. That's the what the fuck moment of that game.
I was like, ew, that's kind of gross. Yeah. I'm tired of looking at it, but... But I didn't get offended. Yeah, that's the
worst. I had to redo that section like 5, 6, 7 times.
Dude, I was
so sick of looking at Cleopatra's tits.
Yeah, it took me like 5 or 6 times to figure out what the fuck to do. And then, you know, once I finally figured out how to progress in that level, then I, you know, it's 5 or 6 more times. I'm like, God damn it. Wish this bitch would quit spitting babies out of her nipple mouths. Babies with scythe arms. And that's kind of what it was, more so than offensive. It was like, gosh, all right, enough already, you know? Okay, all right, I get it. It's visceral.
Yes.
You know, great, good job. You made it extreme with an X instead of an EX. You know, all 90s style. It's extreme. Wow, it's crazy. It's like, look, the devil's dick. And, you know, look at all the crazy things. The girls are shooting tentacles out of the vaginas at you. Woo! Isn't it extreme? I'm like, all right, guys.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's extreme, but it just gets pedestrian time. Yeah. And I numbed to the extremeness of it rather quickly. The ending devil boss fight was just plain annoying, and that's about it.
Okay.
Not as extreme as I thought it would be.
Nope.
But I enjoyed it, I mean, I guess.
There you go.
So.
Devil dick and all.
Yep.
Well, you didn't pay anything, so it's easy.
Yeah, exactly. And I decided that I am definitely not going through the hall of kill everything in X time limit. I just don't have the patience for that bullshit. It's probably easy, but I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about my gamer score.
You will never catch Harlow in an achievement point.
All I have to do is buy a bunch of PC games with console commands and I can catch up.
Oh. Right.
I like it.
Quit being a bitch about your gamer score, agent.
Got one more thing for you guys.
Do it.
Did you know that NBA Jam will be on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360?
But only what? If you buy NBA Live Extreme Elite 11.5. Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's $60 bucks that BJ won't part with.
Nope. Because they didn't let him play Tim Tebow.
Yep.
In the basketball game.
Tim Tebow is not in NBA Elite 11, just so you know.
He should
BJ.
Be in NBA Jam.
He's the Michael
amazing.
Jordan of Bo Jackson's of golf, sports, football, basketball.
Yeah. It's bad. It's kind of bullshit, but there's such a huge part of me that still wants to get it, to get NBA Elite 11 just for that.
Well, from what I understand, it's actually not part of the, like, executable on the disc. It's actually a separate game.
Wait,
when you put in the executable?
Yeah, it's basically a download code.
Yeah, so it's a download, and it's a...
sell it by itself later.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for.
Executable.
I don't care when. I will wait till the end of time
that
to play it on my 360.
That means it has a bigger salary.
Is it like aluminium?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
So you'll just wait it out, BJ?
I'll wait it out, like everything. I'll wait until one of you guys downloads it and I can borrow it.
Or it pops up in the pawn shop for $10.
Right.
Yep.
Right. I knew I had heard that it was coming. I didn't know the heretofores and whatnots of it.
Yes. What would you rather me say executable?
Yes.
Sure.
Everybody would.
Whatever.
Does it have achievement points? NBA Jam.
I don't know. This is all news to me. I just heard, last I heard was a rumor that it probably wasn't just a Wii exclusive. I didn't know anything about it being
He's
a packing game
up,
or
agent.
Whatever.
Mackie, any heads up? Does it have achievements?
I mean, it's
way too early. Nobody knows.
Yeah. It depends on if it's a bonus game or if it's like
it's
code.
All we know is it's some kind of download code and you only get it with new copies of NBA Elite 11.
Okay. Fair enough.
So,
I may get it.
Yeah.
Just for that. They may have gotten me.
I may play it on Harlow's machine.
Damn you, Midway, whoever made that.
I think
EA now. Okay. God damn you, EA. This is EA hate cast.
At least thanks for raping something else.
At least it's not Activision.
This is true.
T-Stroll, I will put in a I will put in with my contact at EA and see what the deal is, if there will be achievements for you to earn.
Well, you know me, I'm just such an achievement whore.
But then again, he worked on NCAA 11, so he may not talk to me after BJ's.
We'll talk to him before the podcast comes out. Hurry it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you give me a free copy?
I'll make sure to do that.
Yeah. Can you give me a copy for $20? I'll pay $20 for it.
I want the NBA 11.
You fucking hypocrite.
I know. Elite, I'm a huge
eliteness,
hypocrite.
Bitch edition. This sucks. It was free.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Maggie, we're going to let you go.
All right. But
yes. Thank you for heads up.
That's all I got for you guys.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your podcasting.
Okay.
And Green Capped, I just want to let you know Dead Space is still awesome,
which we will discuss.
Before we get
you
to that, and I still like Dead Rising, and
okay,
I will keep recommending games with the name Dead in them until he likes one of them.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption will
Red
probably
Dead
be the one.
Yeah, Red Dead.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to be picking up this week.
Okay.
And picking up and putting
anyway,
it, I'm not going to buy it.
I like Dead Space, but I'm really over Dead Rising.
All right.
All right.
Another discussion. We're moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. No quarters.
Hey, the third half.
Third half. You stole my joke.
Still a motherfucking video game podcast.
Right.
So, brought to you by
Tampax. Mountain Dew Throwback, which I still found.
Damn it to the max with Tampax.
Yep. Helping you relax when Mother Nature attacks your slacks.
Tampax.
So, anybody else got games they want to talk about? You got your Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Any other exceptionally good... you might want to save your best for the value game, because if you've been buying cheap games, then there's your value.
Been buying lots of cheap games.
Yeah. Any standouts, like, you know, anything besides your one true value pick that you want to...
Well, pre-recommendation, T-Stroll had recommended... Oops, that's not that. Prey, the great game. Really enjoyed it. $3.99. Yeah. Cannot go wrong with that.
Yeah.
The original Portal.
Yeah. It's a bargain at twice the price.
As MC Hammer once said, you've got to pray.
Okay. You've got to pray just to make it today. I know way too much about this song.
So yeah, it's a fun game.
It's very 3D realms, and having played the original, like, you know, Duke Nukem 3D, I was glad to see it. And it's got a lot of, I mean, nothing like Duke Nukem 3D, but it has a lot of that.
It's nothing
sensibility.
Like it, but it's very similar.
Yeah, it's very similar, but totally different.
Yeah,
I like the way that they allow you to come back to life.
Yeah.
I thought that was, it's very unique, because normally, yeah, you have unlimited lives, but this one actually makes you fight for those unlimited lives.
Yeah, you reach a point in the game where you're just like, fuck, I died, and then you realize, oh, wait, no, hang on, there's a whole new element of gameplay that they're introducing, nice, like halfway through the game, and it's cool. It's very, you know, very puzzly, but it's integrated well, and
right on.
You can kill a lot of alien mothers.
Yeah. And like
they're going to pay
saying,
you for shooting up our rides.
The multiplayer is
you're
going to
pray for shooting up my rides.
I haven't tried yet. So
there's gravity, but there's anti-gravity in the game. So you can pretty much hang out on the ceiling and your opponents have no idea you're there.
I'm the Lionel Richie of alien killing motherfuckers.
It's fun.
What?
Right on.
Dancing
right on
the
on
ceiling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a feeling.
I feel so old.
Yeah, we all should. We're all old.
At least two of us should.
Yeah, you're her. We just don't connect with the
hardcore demographic. Juegos de video.
Oh, wow. Are we branching into a new market?
Yahoo.
Univision no quarters.
Bienvenidos al no quarters. El podcast de juegos videos.
Cuartatos.
De Zoomcast.
El Zoomcast.
¿Dónde está Casa de Pepe?
Es en el Zooniverse.
Universe. Sí. So,
Oui.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've played anything else. I've had my classic hack and slash on, some Diablo. After my debacle with Diablo, I picked up Titan Quest, which may just have to be my value pick because it's a damn cheap value. So I would maybe talk more about that if that is my choosing.
Okay.
And my choice is made. Anybody else got anything else before we go to value picks or?
Darksiders. I've been playing that.
Darksiders. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Darksiders. Is that cheap awesome. Or did
you? It actually was cheap. It was, okay. I won't say that. I bought it new, but it wasn't a full retail. It's actually on the GameStop sale in $19.99.
Wow, okay.
So it could easily qualify as a value sure. pick, but yeah. I'm not choosing it as a value pick. But still, yeah. very cool game. Okay. Enjoy it, yeah. I not having played God of War, I imagine it is God of War-esque, but...
knowing nothing about it, I'm going to say that something is similar to it.
Yeah, well, I've heard...
Work with me here.
I've heard it's very similar to like the Zelda's games, the like Ocarina of Time and things like that. You know, but with more hackening slashing. Yeah,
so. The hackening slashing.
It's fun. You have big weapons and bigger enemies, and
my, you've got a big weapon, agent. Why don't you put
dead.
It to use?
We're not going out of that, are we?
No.
There's an achievement for that, by the way.
Stopping talking like that. When you get there, I will award it.
Bonk.
Not gonna happen. Not on my watch.
All right, I think we're meandering. Let's get some values in here.
Yes, I has value.
Okay.
Fight Night Round 4.
Okay.
Do it. And I didn't steal your value pick.
No. Okay.
All right. Fight Night Round 4. Dude, it's beating people up with other dudes.
The sweat physics have gotten even better.
Incredible sweat physics.
Out of curiosity, what did you pay for that?
You can pay $19.98 for it at your local Gestapo, GameStop. I haven't purchased it, but it's a value.
that was the actual question.
Dude, do I purchase any games?
Not really. No.
Last game I bought was Borderlands.
Brolands.
No, I concur with that pick. Mm-hmm. Also, don't pay them for DLC boxers out of sheer principle. There are a ton of...
talking like underwear or characters?
No, yes. Both.
Man, I want fucking downloadable underwear.
Yeah. I've downloaded it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Actually, since...
I'm tired of downloading my underwear.
You've been in the same ones for, what, 6-8 years?
Yeah. All slick and...
Because I can't download underwear.
Yeah. No, but there's a ton of downloadable boxers that are user-created that you can pretty much get something that someone has already spent time on. That looks and pretty much has the stats of the real people that you pay money for them to give you.
Yeah, you said you were using
Chuck
Norris.
Yeah,
right?
I played through the entire campaign or whatever it is and with using Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I mostly picked him because he's, I believe, a light heavyweight, so it gave me the opportunity to move up in class. You never start with a heavyweight, people. Can't move up.
Hmm.
Yep.
And this is which system?
Room for growth.
I played on 360, but okay. I believe it's on the PS3. All right. If it's on the Wii, whatever. You just go like this. You go like this a lot.
Games,
so who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, good thing doing hand motions on a podcast.
Yeah, but they know what I'm doing. Boxing on the Wii if you flail like a retard.
Your mom's really good at this game.
Yeah.
Look at all those coins.
Exactly.
Look at all those coins, agent. Your mom's really good at this game.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Save us. What's your value?
Last time I was here, I was going to pick Ghostbusters as my value game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I picked Prey.
So what are you going to do this time?
I think I'm going to go ahead and pick the Ghostbusters.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Actually, I went through and I finished the game. It is really a good game. The physics are nice. It really does suck that you can't play four player.
Does it capture the zeitgeist of the era?
Entirely.
I just wanted to use Zeitgeist on a podcast to be
sure
an asshole.
Did.
Congratulations.
That was a stretch. I know.
Congratulations, agent. That was an achievement. Yeah, I know.
Yep.
But no, the upgrades to all the weapons.
Upgrade.
Upgrade.
That's with two Ds.
And a Y.
Upgrades. Yeah, no, they're all good. It was a good game. It's a fun game.
I like destroying things in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind
of
fun.
Yeah, shit blew it up real good in that. Yeah, that was one of the ones I picked up, too.
You end up actually getting...
An achievement agent?
An achievement. for
Or a trophy. You know, we're not console biased.
Trashing.
Well, we might are. Be because...
Some of us
if
are.
You, if you get it on a, you know, if you get it on PlayStation 3, you will have to wait 3 hours before you can start playing it. So you might as well queue up Ghostbusters 1 and 2 and watch them back-to-back while you're waiting for it to update on the PS3.
No, you can skip 2. Just watched one twice.
What do you mean? You got to watch a Vigo. He was like the Tommy
one,
Wiseau
the
before.
The one good part of that movie, yes.
Yeah, he was Tommy Wiseau before Tommy was Wiseau. Mm-hmm. I'm crossing podcasts here. I'm tearing us apart. So.
He's Vigo!
Yeah, it's a Vigo.
No, good game. Just don't forget to use the pole.
Whoa.
Don't forget to use the pole, agent.
You've got to try this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes without saying, but do not try to play this game if you haven't seen the movies. It will make zero sense.
Who wouldn't have seen the movie?
Well, I'm just, there are weird people out there.
There's young people who maybe haven't rented
anybody
it
under.
I don't give a fuck about those people.
I know.
Anybody under eight, don't bother. It's not worth it.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you've seen the movies, and it's a fun game.
I tell you, Tommy, that's like 25 years ago. Yeah. Okay.
But who saw the first Ghostbusters in theater? Come on.
Hey.
All right.
I can't remember if I did or not.
Yeah. And plenty of times after that.
Blocked out most of my childhood.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're her.
So out of all your cheap games, there, Captain, that is green.
Show us the value that is the valueiest.
What is valued above the others?
Right now, for fun and blood and just gratuitous weapons violence, I would have to say Ninja Gaiden 2.
Okay.
I think you can currently get it, I believe, on sale for about $8.50 at all the game crop. And even at $17.99, a lot of fun.
It is hard as
it's
fuck.
It's a deal
though.
At twice the price.
The only thing I will say, I am enjoying it. I'm probably only about halfway through it. Camera is a bit wonky, whether it's, I've read it's by design, but that kind of sounds like, we screwed up and we said it's stylistic.
Totally meant to do that.
It's a feature.
But,
not a bug.
But, getting some good kills and you get a lot of dismemberments and beheadings. And sometimes at the end of the day, that's all you want.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
words of wisdom.
Yeah, her.
Sometimes right in the middle of the day, that's really all you want.
But that's for real.
Yeah, but that is definitely a hardcore game. I warn you of that.
Is it for hardcore gamers?
No, it's just that game's rough.
That game rough.
I got all excited, seeing the screenshots and videos of it, and I was like, "Oh, this looks like bloody awesome fun time." So that's the only what do they call them? It's not a virtual console. The downloadable games, Xbox Originals. Mm-hmm. I got Ninja Gaiden Black, I think it was, which was like the souped up version of the first one. Not
right
first one, but the first
right on,
revamp.
Right on.
And that one was also pain. I would say pain in a box, but it was digital.
Pain in the download.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the load.
So, but yeah, if you're good twitchy stuff, those are definitely fun games. Rage quitty, but... Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I said it. I'm going to go ahead and pick Titan Quest as my value pick. It's hard to find a better value. You can get it and the expansion, I think, for $20, and it goes on sale all the time on Steam. I've seen it for as cheap as $5. So if you like Diablo, it's Diablo in ancient Greece and, better graphics. I mean, you can actually run it at modern resolutions, but don't expect any updates anytime soon because the company that made it went away.
Boom.
So, but it's not really a broken game. I mean, I've not seen any glaring flaws, so it seems like they kind of got it mostly fixed. I think if you're really into it, there are fan-made patches that may fix some things, but that's kind of questionable to do on Steam, the way Steam controls your games, but whatever. It's fine out of the box as it is. You can still play it online. I don't know that their official servers are up, but you can create, ad hoc games between people. Works just fine, Mackie, and I have done it in the past.
I'm sure if Mackie were here, he'd give it the big thumbs up and nod his head.
I have a Skype thumbs up right now, yes. But yeah, it's quite a bit more customizable. It doesn't look like it's as customizable because you don't like pick a class like you do Diablo, but there's a ton of trees to go up with your...
Different togas.
Yeah, like you can go, nature or whatever, and then from there you can kind of even branch off even more to summon things or drain spells or pure warrior or whatever. It's quite a bit more complex without looking like it on the surface than Diablo, obviously, because it's probably about 8 years newer. So, yeah. I think that's going to do us, right?
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
Right.
Pretty close.
You've reached the end of the line, agent.
That's an achievement.
Yarr.
Yarr. I'm just thrilled as hell I could remember how to do that voice.
Yes. So, BJ, would you like to do contact? Shall I ramble on and do some more contact information?
I can probably figure out the contact.
Tell them how to get in touch with us.
Let's see. Maybe I could.
Maybe?
Maybe I could. Well, we have a few ways. We have a few ways that you can get in contact with us, Agent. Number one is on the website, noquarters.net. Get yourself there, or I'll punch you in the testicles. You could also find us on iTunes, Agent, if you can achieve it. Just search for No Quarters.
Don't dream it, be it.
Oh, Rocky.
Soon you can also find us on Zune. You'll unleash a freak shitstorm if you do, Agent.
Like the freak storm of guys with tattoos on their arms.
Yes.
Thursday night is Zune night.
Oh.
You can also follow us on Twitter at NoQuartersNet, Agent.
Because some dickbag has no quarters.
Or send us an email at wearmyskull@noquarters.net, Agent. It's the only email address that you'll need out there. You can also find us on Facebook, Agent. Just search for No Quarters on Facebook, Agent.
In hell. I think you broke Tommy.
Anything else, you're on your own out there. Watch out for the selling freaks, Agent. Fuck your mother, Agent.
Okay. I'm gonna lose it. That's Fisher, by the way. Fisher is the one who gets the insults, not Agent.
No, I know.
Fuck
that,
your mother, Fisher. Yeah. And your daughter. She's dead. No, wait, she's not dead. Because I fucked her to death at the airfield.
You remember that, don't you?
I took Agent? Pictures if you don't.
Remember the airfield, Agent.
All right.
All right, well, so those are the ways that you can get in contact with us. Yeah. Yeah-her.
They're all on the website, yep. NoQuarters.
All on the website, noquarters.net. So subscribe to iTunes.
It's your one-stop shop.
Yeah. Plenty of ways to get a hold of us.
Sure. All right, let's get out of here. I'm very ready, and I'm also Harlow. What the fuck happened there?
I'm ready and Harlow.
Yes.
You're sitting kind of close.
Are you Harlow and ready?
I am Harlow and ready.
And I'm down the hall. Bye, guys.
I'm the Beej, agents.
Sitting in for Mackie is Shiny Lights T-Strell.
And our extra special guest.
Popping my No Quarters cherry is Green Capped.
Right.
So thank you very much for joining us.
Yes.
And also thanks for not murder raping us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate that.
The kind of we'll have to do after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of worried.
We cannot promise that's not reciprocal.
You're her.
All right. We're out.
I just want to play video games, Agent. You heard?